I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Boy, that last segment was wild. It was, Hugh, now that I've gotten to be on this side of it, it's different observing one of those debates in the studio, but you're not in it.
Well, you hear it differently.
Yeah.
And you hear, like, I think Elliot did a great job of explaining his take.
Yes.
And that's why a lot of times, when he says stuff like that, you have to take the time just to dig a little deeper. You know what I mean? Because when he says it, he's probably speaking in stream of conscience.
Sounds like you're scoring it for Elliot.
No, I'm just saying. No, I was right on about his thinking. That's what I was doing. I'm not scoring it anything. It's not my scoring. That's Joe's thing.
What's it like being in the presence of greatness, by the way? Undefeated in WIP.
Well,
debate.
That's just absolutely not true.
Well, you talk about, that was your Jalen Carter moment.
Well, because it's ridiculous.
That was your Jalen Carter moment.
No, I didn't spit on anyone.
Well, you got defensive.
I lured you right into my trap.
You got super defensive.
Who won that debate? Can we just be clear? Wow,
no,
wow.
No, no.
Who won the debate?
Twitter spoke.
I don't care what Twitter says.
No. The best was when you said, what do you mean? He was like, what do you mean? I killed you. I Bro, killed you.
I got him so good.
And I'm sitting there, and Kyle over there just chuckling.
The best part of this is he really believes he's won all these debates. He hasn't. I mean,
he's living his truth.
Well, and this again is your fault. Encouraging this nonsense.
I'm just saying he's living his truth.
All right, 215-592-9494. I will grade this. So I have my grades in front of me. I'll unveil them later in the show. Who I think won. We need your take. Who won the debate? Elliot versus Jolly. And, of course, the game on Sunday. Are you expecting an Eagles victory, or are you in camp hope like Hugh over here? Hopeful Hugh with very little confidence in the Eagles. You know what? Does anyone else feel this 2 weeks in? I'm just not getting a lot of Eagles confidence out of Hugh Douglas. Just not getting a lot.
Well, you're asking me questions
I know
provide a lot of thought.
But I'm not feeling your confidence towards this particular Eagles team yet.
I mean, because I don't know, to be honest, Joe, I don't know what this Eagles team is. And that's the way you need to approach every season before you get to that fourth game. Because if you ask any one of those guys over there at the NovaCare Complex right now, you say, what is your identity?
Mm.
They would be hard-pressed to tell you what that is right now. Now, we think we know what it is because of the running backs that we got. We went out and got Tank Bigsby. We got A.J. Dillon. I know that's partly Will Shipley's hurt and Saquon.
Right.
But we don't know what the identity is yet, and we definitely don't know what the defense is because Jalen Carter didn't play last week, and we have an issue at a corner spot.
Well, they do have an issue. Now, I brought this up earlier. I'm going to bring it up again. Then we're going to get to something that was said by A.J. Brown this week that really is interesting. And 215-592-9494, your calls here on the win. Do you expect it? Hopeful. Where are you on the win on Sunday versus the Kansas City Chiefs? And we have a pair of tickets today. Return of the mic. Mike Tyson will be on the show today at 1 o'clock. Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, January 23rd. And the grand prize winner, we'll pick a name out of a hat after the show today of the five winners, will win an overnight stay of the night of the show. Tickets go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m., which, of course, is happening. So they went on sale already. Hop on Ticketmaster.com. But we want to know for the winner today, the best answer to who do you want to see step in the ring with Mike Tyson? One thing with Hugh Douglas. Who do you want to see step in the ring with Hugh Douglas? We got some good answers so far. One thing that I thought was something Jolly should have brought up earlier in the debate, and I took points away from him for not. He got to it, but it was like 10 minutes in. Elliot's point is accurate, and yours is too, Hugh, on how difficult this game is. If you ignore what happened last week, the Chiefs lost both receivers, right? Like when the schedule came out, and this is why I understand Elliot's point, but I just think Jolly should hammer this home more. When the schedule came out, if I had said to you, Eagles lose at Kansas City week two, nobody's sweating it, right? Like that looks like a potential loss. That's probably the toughest game on the schedule. But then since the schedule came out, Rashee Rice got suspended for six games, and their other receiver, Xavier Worthy, who came on at the end of last year, including the garbage time touchdown in the Super Bowl, he got hurt. That changes the game. So I thought it was a bad job by Jolly not doing that earlier in the debate, that he could have really scored points on Elliott, that the spot isn't as big of a deal as he's making it out to be. And it's why I think they're going to win the game. I don't think the Chiefs could take advantage of where the Eagles are. Let's grab a phone call, and then we got to let you hear what A.J. Brown said about some praise he was given this week. Will in the Northeast is up on WIP. Hey, Will.
Dream team.
Will.
How y'all doing today?
What's up?
What's up, man?
Happy, fantastic Friday. Great, fully sweet, man. I knew it was coming, but I just didn't want to say it too early. You know, we on our way, man. You know, we just got to keep digging deep, knowing our players, and believing in our players, man, and we're going to get the job done. What I want to say about the Eagles is, listen, man, like I said, I'm not sold on this offense yet. You know, I don't expect no L, and I don't respect no L. And if you think an L is cool, no, that ain't cool. Losing is not cool.
L's are not cool. No, I think we'd all agree on that. No one wants a loss.
I mean, to be honest, though, like, and I'm not taking no shots, but – who agrees with losing? Like, you play to win. So that don't make sense to me. But anyway, like I was saying yesterday, I know y'all laughed at me a little bit, but like I keep trying to tell you, I studied the ball, man. Just listen. You force him left. He's throwing across his body to Kelsey in the middle. Every time you force him left, he's off his game. He can't throw right off the left, man. So force him left. And you look at the tapes and see if I know what I'm talking about. But that was just one thing I just wanted to clarify. But I think we should march in there. And I don't think Sirianni should be giving all his credit to Andy Reid. I don't like that. He's the enemy now.
Well, what do you want to say about Andy Reid? You want him to rip Andy?
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm just – listen, don't give him all that respect. We in the game. We going at each other. So guess what? That friendship is cool until after the end of the game when it's all said and done. You know what I mean? Because I think that takes his coaching away a little bit. Like in the first Super Bowl. He gave him a little too much respect. That's why I believe we lost.
Less respect. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. What do you like, but this? Less respect for your opponent. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, what do you got for us?
No respect.
What do you got? Who would you like to see step in the ring with Hugh Douglas?
Well, you know what, man? I was kind of mad because the guy that called just before me set my answer, but I'm gonna go with one that may give it a battle. How about you get back at Jim Miller for breaking your collarbone?
He didn't break my collarbone.
But
you
mean it would be Jim Miller's back.
Yeah, Jim Miller on his.
You know
back.
What?
That's what I was saying.
Jim Miller don't want none of this.
Well,
we can do that, though.
Well, good phone call. Appreciate it. Jim Miller versus – I mean, I would watch. I mean,
put hands on Jim Miller.
Yeah, you ready? You heard him once.
He's in a – I think he does radio in Chicago.
Oh, then I think we could do it and we can make a big radio event out of it. I like that.
We're going to play Chicago this year. Let's get him on.
You know what? Black Friday, before the game, undercard, Douglas Miller, ring in the middle of Lincoln Financial Field.
You know what's funny? See – like, I know this is a bit, right? But this is where it would probably get ugly for him, because if he said anything that I deemed to be kind of disrespectful, he's going to get beat up. Like, I mean, you know, and then it won't be a bit anymore. It'll be me beating up Jim Miller again. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I hear what you're saying, but it has the potential to go south real quick.
I'm looking to see what he does now. He's the current co-host. He does a Sirius XM radio. So he does a pro football show called Moving the Chains.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see why we can't set this up.
We could call the fight Moving Furniture. Because that's what's probably going to end up happening. You know. Because I've heard, like, you know, people have said stuff that he said about that and all this other stuff.
Oh, you did he?
And
he called,
like,
you out?
Well, you know, it was – I guess somebody said it was a dirty play or whatever. Mm. It wasn't. Because the refs didn't call it. So it has to – like – to be honest, Joe, this has the potential to go way south. Like, seriously.
For Jim?
It just does. It's one of those things where it'll start out laughy, jokey, jokey. Yeah, yeah. And then the first thing, you know, I'm in the HR building again.
I don't know, man. I think it could take you now.
You know what I mean? See, you're not gonna put them cables on me. I'm just saying. It's just certain.
I got you. I'll get you.
It's just certain situations.
It wasn't that you got me. It's that Jolly got me with the dumb tweet.
He
didn't win that debate.
Hey, Joe. And as soon as Kyle said it, you just went straight face. You was laughing again. You just went straight face.
You snapped.
He didn't win the debate. I don't know what to say. Like, I could keep saying it until we're all blue in the face. He knows didn't win the debate.
I mean, if that's how you feel, that's
you
how you
feel.
You
said that day I won the debate. No, were you lying? Now I'm mad at you.
No,
I don't want to stand up.
It's just that you got real upset. That's the funny part. Because it was like, you don't even, I guess you people saw it, because you was cool. Until he said he won. He was like, wait a minute, what do you mean?
Well, because at first I thought it was like a promo bit. Like, oh, I'm 6-0 in debates. Baloney, you're 6-0 in debates. You lost to me. I mean, the Spike one, at least you got him upset. That was kind of funny. Maybe you won that one. You didn't beat me in that first one. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, speaking of things that might get people upset, or maybe someone already is upset, let's unpack the A.J. Brown stuff, because last week we know one target, right? And it didn't happen until about 2 minutes to go in the game. And then, well, listen to this. Sirianni giving credit and praise to his guys for kind of accepting his receivers, I should say, their roles in the game and kind of doing what's best for him. Let's hear Sirianni first.
AJ, Smitty, Dallas, it runs through you guys, right? There'll be days you have 2 catches. There'll be days you have 10 catches. I need you guys to handle that with the same selflessness that you handled it last year. That was a big reason for our success. And then I go back to this. What are you doing to win us the game if you're not touching the ball?
All right, so nice message there from Nick Sirianni, and that came out this week. So A.J. Brown was asked about that kind of message, right? The message of praise, even though your statistics weren't there in this past game. What did you feel when you heard the coach say that? Here is A.J. Brown.
Oh, I didn't like it. I'm not, honestly. I mean, it's cool to make an example out of it, but I'm not in it for participation trophies. I'm cool on that.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm not in it for participation trophies.
I mean, listen, and I'm going to talk a little bit, Joe, because I know what the initial reaction is. But I will say this. Over the last couple of months, I don't know him per se, but from the things that he says, I have gotten a chance to get a chance to know AJ, because I don't want to sit here and say I know him, because I think that's reaching a little bit, because I'm listening to cuts,
right?
And I'm you know, commenting on cuts and everything like that. He's a fierce competitor, a very, very fierce competitor. And a lot of times he says things that are not readily understood in the moment. You know what I mean? Just mm-hmm. like that comment that he made after the Super Bowl when he says something about he's not satisfied and he's ready for the next one. And it took me a couple months just to figure that out. But in the moment, I was like, I didn't understand it. I didn't like it, yada, yada, yada. So now, I think with all of that being said, I'm in a position where I have to give him a little bit of grace and try to understand where he's coming from. Now, this is what I get. Now, in the moment, when it happened after the game, when he was asked about it, he was a team guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't say a whole lot.
Nope.
And he benefited tremendously last year from being that team guy, because that's what Coach Sirianni was talking about.
Sure.
But he was being honest in what he was speaking when he said what he said. I don't, you know, I'm not, you know, he did it. He blocked. He did what he had to do. But that's not what he's here for. He wants to be an integral part of the success of the Philadelphia Eagles. So I understand it in that sense. And I know a lot of times when we talk about him, it's easy, oh, he's a malcontent, he's a cancer, whatever. We got to take the time to kind of understand where he's coming from. And so that's kind of what I look at it. And like, initially on the surface, those could be misunderstood and misconstrued for scathing comments. But I don't think it was meant that way, you know. And that's kind of the way that I look at it when it comes to AJ. AJ is a complex individual, no question about that. But I don't think he meant it in a malicious way.
So I don't think it was meant maliciously, but I think he meant it. I think he's...
Oh, no, he meant
it. Yeah, like, he's not here for participation trophies. He wants to participate in the game.
He wants to be a big part of that.
Well, let's unpack this for a second, because sometimes people say it's week one, right? We're overreacting week one. This has been going on a while.
Mm-hmm.
Here are A.J. Brown's statistics in the last 6 games he's played for the Eagles, which obviously is all last postseason and the end of last regular season, along with week one. You ready for these?
Yes.
3 catches, 36 yards. 1 catch, 10 yards. 2 catches, 14 yards. 6 for 96. 343. 1-8. That means one of the last 6 games he's been above 43 yards. Like how long is he going to be okay with this? And I hope it's forever, because as long as the Eagles win, who cares about statistics? But I'll just say it like this. I want the Eagles to throw him the ball in the first play of the game on Sunday. Get him involved. I think it's important to keep... And it's not just him. There's been a million receivers, right? But it's receivers, right? It's not specifically A.J. Brown. He's like many other receivers before him. They want the football. That's how they feel like they're contributing to the game and to the team. And I feel like this thing, I mean, last year they hadn't lost for months, and he was sitting there with a book on the sidelines, and he said the passing game needs to get better, and it caused a whole big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Brandon Graham's comments and all that. I just don't think this is going to fly for long. I think it's best for the short and long term if they, I guess for lack of a better term, force feed him on Sunday, get him the ball early in the game. I mean, just scheme it up. I mean, just seam up a slant and throw him the football just so he feels part of the game. Should the Eagles, I mean, again, it might be a better term, I'll just say it this way, should they force feed him the ball on Sunday?
I don't think so. I think you need to get him involved, but you also have to play. You have to take what the defense gives you. You know, but to your point, if that means, you know, some more targets for AJ, so be it. But I don't think that there needs to – I don't think you need to go into the game and say, okay, the first six targets are AJ's. I think you still have to play your game plan, because, to be honest, the Kansas City Chiefs might be looking for that, knowing that you're trying to appease somebody. And at the end of the day, and I know AJ knows this, and I'm not trying to say like he's being a malcontent, but you enjoy the greatest success by being a selfless player, whether you liked it or not. And he did his part, but you enjoyed tremendous success being a selfless player. So I just think right now with what happened last year, coupled with how the season started out and the fact that you are a little banged up, that it's a little frustrating for you. And I get that. I totally get that, because you want to be a part of it. You want the accolades that you say. You want a Subway sandwich and all the other good stuff that Saquon is doing. But the time is going to come. If you remain patient, you're going to get your chance.
I'm looking through his entire career, which dates back to 2019, you know, those years in the beginning with the Tennessee Titans, and he didn't even have great quarterback play. Then it was Ryan Tannehill for a lot of that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then to all his years here with the Eagles. He has never, I can't find any group of back-to-back games ever where he's had only one catch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a few very early in his career where he had two, But then he was a rookie then. I mean, you go to his second year. And then when he arrived here, I mean, we're talking about never did he have as few as even two since his second year in the NFL in back-to-back games. I mean, this is just, I don't think it's going to fly. I mean, I know he, it is about the team. I know he did say the right things as they got moving last year and passed that whole book thing and the Brandon Graham thing. Man, if I'm Hurts, I throw him the football early. First play of the game, throw it to him, get him involved. Like, what you said, Hugh, is totally fair and it's understandable. Like, the game let it dictate itself. Well, what if the game doesn't dictate the ball going to him until the second half again? I mean, that feels like a long time, with just one catch.
If that's the case, then he better be full before the end of that game. He better be fed. And he better be full before the end of the game.
All right, 215-592-9494 on all these things. Are you expecting a win over the Chiefs on Sunday? I am. Hugh was hoping for one, but not expecting for one. Jolly Elliott, who won that debate? And the AJ thing. Should the Eagles get him the football and make it a priority to get him the football early in the game? I say so. And give us someone you want to see in the ring with Hugh Douglas. Best answer we get wins the tickets to the Tyson is Back show in January. Derek in West Philly. Hey, Derek.
Hey, how y'all doing, people? How is everybody?
Hey, Derek. What's up, pal?
Yeah, I wanted to comment. I figured this thing out a while ago, but I haven't called y'all. I'm calling y'all to let y'all know some valuable information about A.J. Brown.
Okay.
This is what you just read his stats over the last few games he had. He barely got the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember when Brandon Graham leaked a little information and they were saying that they don't like each other? This proves that they really don't like each other. This is why he's not getting the ball. Jalen Hurts is not going to give him the ball. They really don't like each other, fellas.
So, I don't know that. Here's what I will say, Derek. I do think it's noticeable. It's noticeable for me from this perspective. Well, the stats have changed. I mean, he's not as productive as he used to be.
The team has changed.
The team has changed. But the one thing I have noticed, and it's all I could go on, is what I see on you know, when they're around each other, they don't seem to be
like
as buddy-buddy as it was when he first got here. It doesn't seem like that. Yeah.
Right, and the stats you just said, that just goes with everything. I mean, they really don't like each other. They hardly speak. Well, the coach and Hurts don't like each other. They don't. I mean, if we're going to be completely honest, you know, so that's why AJ said what he said just then about he didn't want no whatever that word is.
Participation trophy.
I'm on that note this morning. I've been drinking early.
Yeah,
drinks.
Who hasn't? I mean, it's Friday. Friday. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, it's Friday, baby.
Yeah, I got you. All right, Derek. Derek, what do you got for us? Who would you like to see step in the ring with Hugh Douglas?
With all due respect, I would love to see y'all boss get in the ring with Hugh Douglas.
Rod Lakin?
No. What's this? Eskin? Chris Eskin?
Chris Eskin.
Spike.
You mean Spike?
No, I say Chris, like Chris Sims. Chris Eskin. Yeah.
Oh,
I mean Spike.
You're comparing him. Oh, I get it.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm comparing him.
So
yes.
I get you. All right.
Not
so,
our boss.
So Derek, a couple things. Number one, Spike's not the boss around here. No power anymore.
He's not the boss of nobody.
He's not the boss, but he is our coworker. And I'm writing Spike's name down. Spike versus Hugh in the ring. Is that the most lopsided one we get so far? We got McGregor, Gorilla, Michael Smith, Jim Miller.
Yeah, that's Spike. One. Yeah, that's the one I want right there. Yeah, that's the one I want.
That's a good one. All right.
Michael Smith is the best one.
I know, it is. He's like, didn't you have a thing with him? 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on a Friday. Do you expect the Eagles to win this football game? And should they force the ball to A.J. Brown? I think they need to get him a couple touches early to make this thing calm down before it becomes a thing. Like last year, they hadn't lost in months, and A.J. Brown took his frustrations to the media. He said the right things after week one, but you heard it there. He was asked about the praise he got from the coach, and that I thought it was good praise by Nick Sirianni. Like,
yeah, he wasn't trying to hit it.
He didn't want to hear it. He said, I'm not in this for participation trophies, but that tells me
what do you say? What you mean? What you mean by that?
Yeah, it tells me everything I need to know. He needs the ball to feel valued. Get him the football early in this game. Where do you come down on the AJ thing? Should they force feed the ball on Sunday? 215-592-9494. Also, We have your shot to win these tickets. The return of the mic. Mike Tyson will join us at 1 o'clock today. Tickets to his show coming up January 23rd at the Hard Rock. Give us someone you would like to step in the ring with Hugh Douglas. Fransky Friday next. We'll talk some fills and take your calls. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Everyone knows my favorite whiskey is Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. And my folks at Jack Daniel's came out with a new flavor. It's called Jack Daniel's Blackberry. It's the real deal. A smooth, sweet taste. Perfect to enjoy with your friends. It's bold, vibrant, and it has an aroma of creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and a hint, just a hint of honey. It's my new tailgate drink if I was, you know, drinking at the tailgate. Jack Daniel's Blackberry, coming soon to your local fine wine and good spirit stores. Celebrate responsibly.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.